The tomb was empty. Mary Magdalene had witnessed the empty tomb at the crack of dawn. Could those promises of Jesus that he would rise after 3 days be coming true? Peter and the beloved disciple run to the tomb and see those neatly folded up and iron burial cloths rolled in a corner. We're told that the beloved disciple saw and believed. Well, what he believed, I suspect, was this changes everything. All the might and power of the greatest empire in the world could not keep him down. Those words of compassion and mercy have been vindicated and proven. The sermons and beautiful messages that he proclaimed are more than just something to admire, but something true. This changes everything. No wonder we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. No wonder we raise our voices in Hosanna, because the beloved disciple saw and believed. And this changes everything. But it really didn't change anything. Peter and the beloved disciple went back to that room, locked the door because they were filled with fear. Thomas was as skeptical as he had ever been in his life. Of course, they weren't going to pay any mind to the witness of Mary Magdalene and the women, because after all, they were women. Those two disciples walking down the road to Emmaus to just pine for the good old days. And there's a young Pharisee named Saul of Tarsus who is convinced that he's right and everyone else is wrong. How come, if this changes everything, everyone is just the same? But of course, the story doesn't end there. We know that the story continues. And what does change everyone is an encounter with the risen Lord. Peter and the rest of those disciples can open up those fear-filled doors because they meet the risen Jesus. Thomas can overcome his doubts because Jesus is close enough for him to touch. Those disciples who are going down the road change from being full of despair to being messengers of hope because they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And Saul changes into Paul because of the roadside encounter with the risen Lord. That's our story as well. It's our story as well. This day, we remember that the resurrection of Jesus changes everything. The way we think about who we are, life and death, sickness and health, good times and bad, are all different when seen in the light of the resurrection. It changes everything, and yet we're still the same. We still have the same doubts and fears and anxieties and worries and cares and griefs on Easter Sunday that we had yesterday. What is going to enable us to experience that change that is the risen Jesus is going to be the same thing that happened to those disciples. It's going to be So how do we do it? How do we, in our day and time, have that same experience that Peter and Mary Magdalene and all the rest of the disciples had? The epistle tells us how. The epistle says, think about things above, not about the things of earth. That's how we do it. If we start to think about the things above and not about the things of earth, then we're having an opportunity to meet the risen Jesus. And the problem is, of course, that we live on this earth. We've got to worry about what kind of job we have. We have to worry about paying bills. We have to worry about what our family's going through. But the scripture's pretty clear. The scripture's pretty clear. We have to think about the things that are above. Think about the things of God. Think about the ways of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all the rest of it will be given to you. That's the promise. So when we start to think about the things of God, what we have to remember is that the word God says to us is, you are my beloved. I am well pleased with you. And since we are God's beloved, we don't have to accomplish anything. We don't have to achieve anything. We don't have to have any status. We don't have to have a nice house or a nice car in order to be precious in the eyes of God. We can encounter God because God is just crazy about us. We are fearfully, wonderfully made. Who wouldn't want to hang around with the likes of us? So this is how we come to think the things that are above, is by realizing that God wishes, desires to be with us, to connect with us, and all we have to do is be available in prayer. When we think the thoughts that are above, it changes the way that we deal with one another as well, right? Because everyone out there is different when we look at things from above. Yes, there are plenty of bad actors out there, but it's just because they don't know who they are, made in God's image and likeness. And so once we learn how to look at them and see who they truly are, then we are ready to spread our arms and say that there isn't any us versus them. There isn't any you do your thing and I do mine. There isn't any I have to stay with people that look like me or think like me or talk like me. Instead, there's only brothers and sisters. And when we think those thoughts that are above, then we have that spirit of welcome that includes everyone. And what happens is, when we welcome everyone, Jesus sneaks in among them. And when we think the thoughts that are above, we of course have to think about love, since God is love. So all of those relationships that we have in life, all of those loving relationships are an opportunity, an invitation to come to recognize and discover how close God is to us. Jesus said, if you remember the last supper, I call you friends. I call you friends. I want to be with you. I want to love you. I want to associate with you. So each one of us then, when we think the thoughts that are above, realize that when we love another person, we see the face of God. Easter Sunday, resurrection changes everything. It changes the way that we think about ourselves, the way we think about others, and even the way we think about God. So this truly is the day when we can shout our hallelujahs. This is the day when we can rejoice. This is the day when we can let our holy anthems rise, because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and